Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And our theme for this week is the path to peace, energy, and clarity. And in today's episode, which is episode 663, you're going to be guided in a meditation focusing on one aspect of your life that will give you the peace, energy, and clarity you crave. And that may be why you sat down to meditate today, because you feel like you could really use some peace, energy, and clarity. Maybe all three, or maybe just one you want to focus on. So after over 600 episodes and receiving hundreds of emails and having the opportunity to teach meditation just on the podcast with thousands of people around the world, I've noticed that what most people really seek is truly peace, energy, and clarity. And so what I've done this week is a little different from what I usually share on the podcast. Every day, I'm sharing with you a mini ritual, a mini daily ritual that I do each day of the week. And so I focus on a certain part of my life that I want to improve. And since there are 7 days in a week, I selected 7 big areas of my life that I'd love to focus on. Sometimes I switch these out and focus on other things, but for the most part, this is what I focus on. Every Sunday, I reflect over the past week I've had, what really worked out well, what lit me up, what got me excited, and also what dragged me down, what would I like to avoid. And I think about what I want my next week to look like, what I want to focus on. And then on a Monday, I do an affirmation. I work on my mindset, kind of getting myself ready for the week, and I do an affirmation meditation, which of course you can listen to on the podcast. And then on Tuesday, I share a breathing technique and I focus on my body. I do something to improve my health, whether it's going for a walk, even talking to a friend who inspires me can perk up my health because it makes me feel great and motivated. I might do some extra long workout or take a hot bath for myself or something, just something that is going to help me. Tonight, I was kind of in a rush, so I just lit a candle for myself when I focused on my body, because when I ate dinner tonight, as I record this for a Wednesday, I'm recording this on a Tuesday for you for tomorrow. And so it's the day that I focus on my body. Well, I was really busy all day, so I simply lit a candle while I had dinner, and I do that most nights, but I really reflected on the candle. I put nice music on, and this calmed my body down. Of course, it calmed my mind, which calmed my body. So these are different daily rituals you can do very simply. And in today's meditation, we are focusing on your spirit. And what I mean by your spirit, I mean what makes you excited about life. I think so many times we're so focused on accomplishing something or realizing some goal or result in our lives that we forget to just feed our spirits. So I focus on the midweek, hump day, every Wednesday, the midweek. I focus on what feeds my spirit. And so for you, that might be watching a great movie that makes you laugh, or reading a book you've been wanting to devour, or going out to dinner, calling a friend, listening to music that lifts you up. These are simple daily rituals, but I just focus on one thing throughout the day. So tomorrow when I wake up, I'll be focusing on what's going to really feed my spirit today. And what happens 9 times out of 10 is that because I have that foremost in my mind when I wake up in the morning and think, okay, Wednesday, I'm going to feed my spirit. What undoubtedly happens is that I come across something throughout the day because I'm kind of looking for it. I'm kind of expecting it that really feeds my spirit. And you will find this for yourself as well. Whatever you focus on when you wake up in the morning and throughout your day, you usually get. So be careful what you wish for. You will probably get it. Well, today I also share on the podcast every Wednesday a mudra meditation technique. Now, you never have to do any of these techniques that I share with you. They're an option. You can still just listen to the meditation and do it without doing any technique. But as I mention again and again on the podcast, techniques are phenomenal at helping you to stay attuned to your meditation ritual throughout the day when you come across stress triggers, when you're tired, you're worn out, and you're just not yourself, you're not on top of your game. You can use meditation techniques to keep you centered, to keep you focused on you at your best. And when you meditate, even with longtime meditators, we get that monkey mind where we are meditating, really enjoying the beautiful sensations of stillness, and then our shopping list pops up or our to-do list, or we think, I better hurry up and finish this meditation because I was going to try to get a workout in too, or whatever it may be. Something pops up that distracts us, and this is called mind chatter, and it's just ever present when you meditate. And so meditation techniques can help you to refocus your mind. So let's get you meditating using a mudra. The mudra I've selected for you today for this week's series is a very simple one to do. It's called the Naga Mudra. And as always, you can head over to my website at sipandom.com and you'll see for this week's The Path to Peace, Energy, and Clarity meditation series, you will see on that page where the whole series and all the meditations are displayed, you'll see the Naga Mudra, a photo of me doing it. Now, you can also go over to Sip and Om's Facebook page where I always leave a weekly photo of the mudra. And while you're there, you can send me a message if you would like to join our free private Facebook group that goes along with the podcast. We do a weekly challenge focusing on the theme. You can ask questions, gain inspiration. So I encourage you to join if that's something you think you might enjoy. Now, the Naga Mudra, let me tell you a little bit about this mudra. It is a mudra of deeper insight. And so mudras are simply ways you position your hands, and it activates your brain in a certain area and also your nervous system. It acts a lot like yoga postures or acupressure. So when you do these mudras, you're really focusing by holding your hands, positioning your hands in a certain way that will send a message to your brain. So the Naga Mudra is all about you gaining deeper insight. So if you're thinking about this week and what you want to focus on, and you want a little deeper insight as it's midweek hump day and you're wanting to feed your spirit if you are participating in this week's challenge, then you could do this Naga Mudra. And it can be used to help you solve everyday problems. And when you hold this mudra, many people claim that they receive answers to whatever they're looking for. Kind of like when I shared with you that I wake up in the morning and I think, okay, what day is it? All right, this is my daily focus. And I do just a mini ritual for myself built on that focus, some important area of my life. Well, as it is Feature Spirit Day, then if you do the Naga Mudra while you meditate, you just may find what you're looking for to feed your spirit. Just try it. You never know what's going to work for you. Many people tell me mudras are their very favorite meditation technique, but they had never done them before they started listening to the podcast and they were not interested. But as soon as they started doing them, they realized that it really helped them get results. So this is a mudra you'll do very simply if you choose to while we meditate. So now let's get you meditating. Go ahead and sit up straight, whether you're on the floor, in a chair, on the end of your bed, in your car, while you're not driving, of course, wherever you may be meditating, straighten your spine, relax the different areas of your body where you may hold tension. Close your eyes gently and keep them slightly elevated to keep your thoughts uplifted. Soften your face and your jaw. Relax your throat and your neck. Relax your shoulders and feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your chest and your arms. Relax your hands with your palms upward or downward for now. Relax your stomach and let it soften and hang out. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. How do you feel? Notice this and honor it. Honor how you're feeling right now. Allow yourself to feel the full spectrum of human emotions we all experience. Just because you're meditating doesn't mean that you might not feel angry or extra sensitive. It can take a while to go into a feeling of peace, energy, and clarity. Now notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose, calming your breath. Notice your breath, eyes uplifted, shoulders, jaw, stomach relaxed. Now you can place your hands in this Naga Mudra. To do so, cross your hands in front of your chest and then let your thumbs cross over each other. So your left hand may be upward and your right hand is sideways, forming a cross over your left hand. So your right hand is embracing your left hand and your left thumb can be crossing over your right thumb. It's a simple mudra. You may need to look at a photo of it, though. Again, on my Facebook page or at the website for this week's Peace, Energy, and Clarity series. As you're seated, visualize a fire in your belly, visualize a fire that ignites your passion and ignites what truly feeds you. The logs on the fire feed it. They feed the flames. Visualize a fire there. And what is it that feeds your passion? Can you visualize yourself doing one thing today to feed your passion? Visualize this fire burning within you. And allow it to start showing up in your life more often. Continue your meditation, going deep into your own inner stillness. And as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.